Thank you, Mr. Chair. Distinguished delegates, my name is Bruna Martinez. I am a Brazilian young feminist based in the Netherlands, and today I speak on behalf of Young Feminist Europe and as a co-convener of the Young Feminist Caucus. It is imperative to acknowledge that women and girls in their all diversity face multiple forms of oppression that are a threat to gender equality. Despite the progress made over the past 30 years, we are severely off track. Rights are being rolled back, fundamental freedoms are being curtailed, and autonomy is being eroded because agreed upon standards, commitments, and international law, including human rights law, are not being implemented. Although many governments have adopted feminist foreign policies, they have failed to ensure policy coherence both domestically and internationally, as well as to secure adequate investments and sustainable partnerships with feminist civil society. Real change will only happen when we truly walk our talk. As young feminists, we continue to honor the legacy of those who fought before us. Yet, we recognize that our job is not done. Our generation is bold, unafraid, and committed to reshaping systems and societies with decolonial, anti-imperialist, and intersectional feminist values. We center the struggle of historically excluded communities. Roma people, Dalits, indigenous peoples, LGBTQIA+ persons, sex workers, persons with disabilities, immigrants, and refugees, amongst others. Amidst rising authoritarianism, patriarchy, and corporate control, we rise to demand justice and reparations. Strong emphasis on reparations. We join progressive feminists across Europe and Central Asia who are actively holding the line and opposing anti-gender and anti-democrat actors. We recognize that the anti-gender agenda is intrinsically linked with climate denial, Islamophobia, misogyny, racism, xenophobia, and discrimination. Our fight for rights, safety, and equity is deeply linked to all forms of oppression. We stand in solidarity with those resisting occupation and struggling for self-determination across the world, including in Palestine, Lebanon, Sudan, Nagorno-Karabakh, and Ukraine. Grounding the values of the Young Feminist Manifesto and the Generation Equality Feminist Movement and Leadership Action Coalition, we assert that women, girls, and diverse gender people must be included in policy and decision-making spaces as equal partners as well as in leadership. Esteemed Excellencies, the time for bold collective action is now. We call on member states to prioritize rights-led agendas over neocolonial capitalist models and to resource grassroots feminist movements globally. Development justice, debt justice, demilitarization, and dismantling global north-south power imbalances are critical. To conclude, we strongly reject corporate capture of feminist spaces and demand binding accountability mechanisms that center those most affected. Thank you for your attention.